This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We go to the fan hotline to find out the latest on what she's hearing. She is Mary Kay Cabot from theplaindealercleveland.com, and she's on the hotline. Hi, Mary Kay. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. How you doing?
Hi, Mary
Good.
Kay.
Now, you wrote about it a couple weeks ago, too, so the big hoo-ha over the weekend because somebody national. It's like Jeff and I were saying, like, it's in the weeds sometimes, and people, like, I don't know why we end up giving credit. But anyway, I want to give you credit because you were out there, and you said that you thought that the Browns could be buyers today. What made you think that, and do you still think that?
Well, you know, I really had been reporting it out, and I had been writing that and saying that for a couple of weeks, actually, including, I think I probably said it on your guys' show, and I know other shows on 92 The Fan, that the Browns were not going to be looking to sell off guys like David Njoku and Wyatt Teller, but instead would be trying to be buyers and actually looking for maybe a couple of role players, not necessarily starters that would come in here right away and change the fortunes of the franchise, but some guys that could come in and help them, not just for this year, but over the next couple of years.
So with that in mind, anybody on your radar?
Actually, no. I don't know really what they have in mind, but the only thing that I do know is that I've been told over and over, and Kevin almost reiterated this yesterday during his press conference, and that is that they really don't seem to be in the market for a wide receiver. So I had written that they were not interested in Garrett Wilson. That rumor had been flying around for a while, but I kind of tried to throw some water on that one. But I think in terms of any receivers right now, I just don't see them being in the market for one.
What are they in the market for? If they're not in for a wide receiver, what are they in the market for?
That's our spot, Mary Kay.
Yeah.
You know, I would have to think that offensive line would be a place to look because we all know that a lot of those guys have expiring contracts and they're going to have to rebuild that offensive line potentially in the offseason. So that's a place that I would probably look. And, you know, they're always looking for defensive backs because, you know, Andrew Berry was a defensive back and Kevin Stefanski was a defensive back. So they really do a nice job on that position. So that's one area that you can always look to is one that they might fortify. But I don't have a really great handle on what exactly they would be in the market for, except I would probably say offensive line.
Tommy Rees will be calling plays moving forward here. This is twice in 2 years where Kevin has given up that responsibility, Mary Kay. If Kevin is back next year and Tommy Rees goes elsewhere, I can't imagine Kevin ever taking on play calling duties again. Can you?
Well, I wouldn't rule that out. And I even, when I wrote my column last week saying that he should turn the play calling over to Tommy Rees, I wrote he should give it another whirl again sometime. And I do believe that because he really hasn't had a chance to call plays with the quarterback that he wants to have in place necessarily as his quarterback of the future, as his starter. And I think he is a good play caller. And I think he deserves a chance to see what he can do when he has the quarterback that could be their franchise QB. So I wouldn't completely rule it out for him in the future, but anything can happen. This is a nice opportunity for Tommy to show what he can do.
What can he do? What do you think?
Well, I think he's going to run the ball. I think he'll focus on the tight ends. Maybe they'll play a little bit of a bigger type of offense. Maybe they'll have some more jumbo. Maybe they'll try some different things in the running game. I like the fact that they can get Malachi Corley out there on a nice jet sweep, and he can gain some yards. I think they need to do some creative things like that in the running game. And again, more tight ends. I think that David needs to be involved more, and somehow, some way, somebody's got to be able to flip the on switch for Jerry Jeudy this season.
Is there – so what are we expecting? Like, if I'm Kevin, I kind of like – in some ways, maybe he washed his hands of the offense because the talent's not there by handing over the play calling. I look at it, I'm like, you know, Kevin's like, I had the same players. Maybe my perspective, and, you know, he was constantly talks about, you know, we've got to do better, we've got to do better. And so if he looks at it, he goes, you know what, I'm gonna put my hands up in the air, I'm going to let somebody else run this, and now let's see what this looks like. And if it looks the same, are we blaming two guys, or are we saying the talent's not there?
Well, here's something to consider. They have already played the gauntlet of their schedule, the grueling part of their schedule. So many road games, 3 road games in a row, 4 out of 5 on the road. They've lost all of their road games. They played 3 really tough NFC North teams that had made the playoffs last year and are probably going to make the playoffs again this year. They have really been through the ringer with their schedule. Now they're heading into the softer, easier, cushier part of their schedule, which, I mean, it's kind of funny to say that when the Browns are only 2-6 because they can lose any of these supposedly winnable games. But this is the easy, easy part of their schedule coming up here. And it's an opportunity for whoever is calling the plays to fare better than Kevin Stefanski did trying to call it with that particular offense at that in that time and place against that early, early, horrible part of the schedule. So maybe Kevin wanted to take the brunt of the schedule and wait and turn it over to Tommy when he wasn't going to be throwing his young, first-time offensive coordinator under the bus and let him have a little success, because that is how Kevin operates. He doesn't operate from ego. He operates from what is best for the football team. So I think that's where this is coming from.
What does the upcoming schedule mean for Dylan Gabriel?
Well, it should be easier for Dylan Gabriel to have some success against teams that are not as fearsome as some of the ones they've played so far, although the Ravens seem to have gotten their act together. And, of course, we see they just got Draymond Jones. Good for Draymond. And then, you know, we'll have to see. I mean, I don't think that the Browns necessarily want to be in a position where they're having to start Shedeur Sanders for 7 games. What if it doesn't work out? Then where do you go from there? So I think they want to give Dylan a longer on-ramp, but he's got to prove that he deserves it as well. So let's see what he can do against this easier part of the schedule with Cedric Tillman back, with Tommy calling the plays, hopefully for them, with more running game, and then whatever else they come up with by 4 o'clock today.
What hasn't impressed you about Dylan? What has?
Well, some of the things that have impressed me about Dylan, his ability to absorb 16 hits and 6 sacks and keep getting up after that in one game. That was a really, really rough game for a young, young quarterback. And then handling weather, I thought he did a nice job of that. I think he manages the game well, but those are some of the things that have impressed me. What hasn't impressed me is that he has been and his mobility, too. I think he does a nice job of slipping and sliding away from trouble and scrambling and things like that. But what hasn't impressed me is his accuracy, especially when you get down toward, you know, when you're throwing it into the red zone and the end zone. But it's a lot easier to be accurate if you have a receiving corps like Joe Flacco has right now, right? I mean, if Dylan Gabriel were throwing the ball to Jamar Chase and T. Higgins and Yossi Vash, maybe he would be looking more accurate and throwing more touchdown passes and having more success. So it's hard to say if it's what came first, the chicken or the egg. I think the Browns recognize that he doesn't have a super stellar supporting cast right now, and therefore he does need some time to come up the learning curve and deserves some time to come up the learning curve and see if he can't do a little bit better.
First, where do you think Shadur's back? Let's start there. Health-wise, where do you think, or what kind of feeling are you getting?
Well, it's hard to say. I was surprised that he wasn't out there. I thought this seemed to be like a short-term thing, that he woke up with it that Saturday morning. It tightened up overnight after practice and whatever else on Friday. And then I thought that he would be okay by the time they got back this week, but he's not yet. So I would err on the side of caution. I don't think there's anything wrong with having Bailey Zappe be your backup quarterback right now, because in a situation where you would have to spell Dylan Gabriel for whatever reason, I actually think it might be better to have Bailey pop in there right now in that kind of a situation where you have to come in cold, off the bench, not be ready, not have the game plan that you've practiced all week and those kinds of things, because he has experience. He's been around for a long time. The game is slower for him. I would actually rather have him.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Be thrown into a situation than Shadur right now. I think Shador's first NFL action should come under better conditions than having to salvage a situation or just get thrown in there. So I don't know how this is going to go, but I would take my time.
Do you feel like at some point they're going to switch? No matter. And let me put it this way. What does Gabriel need to do to make sure they don't switch? And I mean, or are they, we're just destined to see Sanders at some point this season?
I think that the Browns would like to see Shadur Sanders at some point this season, and I think he will play. And I think it'll be a little later, ideally, for them, because once again, you don't want to throw him in there. There are 9 games left. You don't want to start him now and have him starting for 9 games if he's not ready or if it's not going to work out. So I do think that they would like to see him at some point, but I think they want to see more of Dylan Gabriel now. They want to see what he can do. Once again, with said back, I mean, these guys have been trying to throw to deep to Isaiah Bond. I mean, you need a bigger body in there for some of these red zone throws and throws into the end zone. So now they'll have that, and I think that should help Dylan a lot.
All right, last question. What is the headline then at 4 o'clock after the trade deadline? The Browns will have done what?
Well, you know, I don't know for sure, but, you know, like I said, I've been writing for 3 weeks that they would like to be buyers of a couple of role players. So I think they will try to pull that off, and I'm going to say that they will at least add one of those types of players, maybe two.
Mary Kay, as always, thank you. We'll be watching and seeing what you're putting out there, especially on social media and, of course, on Cleveland.com and The Plain Dealer. Thank you, Mary Kay.
Thank you, guys. I've been writing for 3 weeks that they would like to be buyers of a couple of role players. So I think they will try to pull that off. And I'm going to say that they will at least add one of those types of players, maybe two.
Mary Kay Cabot was just with us. If you missed it, it is available on the Odyssey app. You can listen to the Baskin and Phelps podcast or just hit the old rewind button there at 923thefan.com, and there you will have it. You will be able to instantly rewind time and listen to the interview. Mike Florio is going to join us at high noon. Looking forward to our conversation with him. If anything happens today, it is NFL trade deadline day. If anything happens in the NFL, noteworthy, especially when it comes to the Browns, you will hear this sound. There you go.
It was stimulating.
You'll be able to get in the game. I can feel you jumping through the radio to know exactly what is going to happen to the Browns, because we've got you hooked in. And if anything happens, again, you'll hear it right here throughout the day, whether it's us or it's the afternoon show, knowing that they'll be in the final 2 hours as we get closer to the election results. I'm sorry, we get closer to the results of NFL trade deadline at 4 o'clock. It is election day. By the way, Jeff, you had a great idea. We'll do it next segment. We're going to talk a little bit about your former Browns quarterbacks that are out there, and you can vote for your favorite one. How's that sound? Fun?
What a great idea.
It was weird driving or walking through downtown today. There were folks wearing those sandwich boards.
Yeah.
Reminding you to vote.
Vote for Jacoby?
Vote for who? Oh, Jacoby Brissett?
Sure.
Sure, why not? Maybe someone wanted to wear a Joe Flacco or a Baker Mayfield sandwich board out there today.
Could have done it.
Your chance to enter the voting booth on our show will be coming up in about 20 minutes. Where you get your chance to vote for your favorite former Browns quarterback who's obviously active right now and out there in the NFL. And then again, Mike Florio coming up at noon. We talked to Mary Kay. You know, she had said in the past that she thought they would be active. What does that mean? It does, to me, after talking to Mary Kay, it's like there no major moves are coming. And so, she kind of doubled down on my thoughts going into today. But if there's a team that might do something that you totally didn't expect, this is the franchise to do it.
Yes, I think that's accurate. I expect them to do a couple of things, Andy. I wouldn't be the least bit surprised if they traded a player away and they brought somebody else in. I kind of think...
A Greg Newsome deal?
I'm looking for two deals today. Trade somebody away for a draft pick, something like that, and bring somebody in. We'll see. You're 2-6. Get after it. You know, don't wait till the draft to make your team better. Try and make your team better today.
I'd like to see it too. You got a game this week where you're playing against a team that's probably going to be battling with you for the highest quarterback available on the board, depending on what your record looks like at the end of the season. And the loser may be the winner of this game when it's all said and done. I hate that. I can't stand
it. It makes you think it, though, doesn't it?
Well, it just goes against everything ever been taught about sports, about wanting to go out and win and competing. And, you know, you feel better at the end when the clock hits double zero or you run out of innings and you have more than the other team does. That's just the thought of going into a game to lose or to setting your – stacking your lineup to make sure you don't win. I mean, I guess it worked for the Cavaliers when they got LeBron, although they almost screwed that thing up at the end. Then if you wanted to look at it from that way, from that point of view, right? I mean, winning at the end of the season and almost taking away, you know, taking away percentage points.
Not really what you're looking for, is it?
No, but it's like, okay, go out and win, man. Just go out and win. It's frustrating. Dan is in Cleveland. Hi, Dan. What do you got? Hi, Daniel. Oh, Dan.
Hello there.
Hey, what's up, man? Yeah.
Yo, what's up?
Yeah, what's up?
How y'all doing?
Oh, we're good.
Hey, it's good to hear from y'all.
Oh, I'm so nice of you to call in today.
Long-time listener, first-time caller on here. Ooh, so good to finally.
Oh, man, it's so good. It's legal, isn't it? Thanks, Dan.
I think I smelled Dan walking into work today.
I think so, too. I don't give the hook very often. But Dan sounded like he was about 2 seconds away from getting the munchies. So, 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092.
He was 2 seconds past getting the munchies. Dude.
Florio's going to talk to us. Meredith, anything going on? Are we hearing anything out in the streets about what's happening for the NFL trade deadline?
No, not since the Bengals announced their trade, and not since the Ravens announced their trade, there has been no trades since then. We have had a Ravens trade that was announced, yesterday, confirmed today, a Bengals trade to the Cowboys that was rumored and then confirmed, and that is all we've got.
All right, so we sit and we wait. We're good at that. We're a patient city, aren't we, Jeff?
That's what I hear, Andy.
We're patient. We've been waiting for, I don't know, more than half a decade. We haven't really talked about this yet either, too. The thought or the notion of other teams making big deals. Like, we talked about the Browns. I mean, there are teams that can get better here at the trade deadline, too. Like, from everything I was reading, I didn't feel like there'd be, like, some giant blockbuster trade here on trade deadline for the NFL either.
Don't put it past the Bengals to trade Trey Hendrickson. That would be a big deal. That would be a big deal.
Yeah,
could see him in Detroit. Could see him in Dallas. Remember, Dallas picked up draft choices trading Micah Parsons. If you replaced Micah Parsons with Trey Hendrickson and picked up a number one in the process, win for Dallas.
It did seem to.
Don't you think that would
be? Yeah, although I do feel
like. That'd be a good trade.
But let me go back to the Green Bay side of that, though. Don't you feel like Green Bay should be walking through everybody right now?
No.
You don't think so?
Well, it's the NFL, Andy. One guy doesn't make that big of a difference.
No, but they were so good even before they got him.
I don't think there's any question they're good, but it's the NFL. One guy does not make your team.
Kevin in Cuyahoga Falls. Hey, Kev.
Gentlemen, how are we doing today?
Good, good. How are you feeling? How are you doing today?
Oh, it's a beautiful day here in Northeast Ohio. How can't we be happy, right?
Yes, even though I'm gorgeous. I should still be golfing.
I should be golfing is what I should be doing.
Yeah, so. Jeff needs to go out. Why don't you take Jeff out?
Yeah, let's do it, Jeff. Let's go. Let's chase that white ball, man. Let's go. All right, let's make it happen. Hey, I don't understand. What would the Browns be buying? I mean, I guess I'm confused.
talking to Mary Kay, now, Kevin, tell me if you hear this. She, like, little pieces, nothing big. Yeah. Right? Jeff, is that the gist you got from Mary Kay?
That's what I heard from
little
Mary
pieces.
Kay. Yeah. But it doesn't necessarily, I mean, who knows what's going to happen? Seriously. You know, I don't expect a blockbuster from this team, but I do expect activity. And I'll be disappointed if they don't, Kevin. I'm with you.
Oh, wait a
minute. Wait
a second. Go ahead.
Oh, boy.
We do have a trade
while you're on, Kev.
Adam Schefter, Raiders trading wide receiver Jacoby Myers to the Jaguars in exchange for 4th and 6th round picks.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To the Jags.
Jacoby
Why
Myers.
Could that be? Maybe because the Jags are thinking about trading Brian Thomas Jr. Would you take Brian Thomas Jr. here? Yes. Let's connect some dots, shall we? Let's do it, Kev.
Connected. Okay,
yeah,
Kev.
I mean, I would say for the Browns, I wouldn't be shocked if Jerome Ford and Njoku were gone by the end of the day. That seems to make a lot of sense. I mean, Ford's way down on the draw our list, and certainly Judkins has taken that job. And just that's his. I mean, it's his job now. And I think we're all pretty happy with our rookie tight end who's done really well in his, you know, what we've seen of him so far. He looks to be a guy that we can rely on in the future. So yeah, that wouldn't be shocking. Any improvement we can get in the wide receiver core. Jeff, I am so in your camp on this one. What's the word you've been using? What is it? Not awful, but, you know, putrid. I hate to say it. Our wide receivers are putrid. I mean, they drop. We have more drops than any other team in the entire NFL, passes more than 20 yards. And how about we look up and look for the ball when we're open in the end zone, not let it bounce off your helmet? I mean, our wide receivers could use a huge improvement. So if the Browns were to make any move to get anybody, you know, of value that's any better, I would stand up and clap and cheer that all day. I think that'd be a great move for us moving the future, because we need wide receivers, because our core is just not that good.
I agree with you, Kevin. Thanks, buddy. Good call. Let's go back to this trade with Jacoby Myers.
Okay.
It has a couple of different tentacles on it here. Number one, that's the team who the Browns have their first-round pick this year.
Right.
And they just tried to get better.
Okay.
Travis Hunter is out with an injury. So he's out for a while.
Right.
Brian Thomas Jr. has been underperforming. So they're trying to replenish the weapons there for Trevor Lawrence. If I'm them, I'm not trading Brian Thomas, but I would – boy, there's been rumblings that he might be able to be had. If I'm the Browns, I'm all over that. If they're going to move him, I'm going to try and get him. I'd be stunned if they do, if they try and move him. But the team the Browns have been hoping loses just tried to get better, Andy. That's not necessarily a good thing.
I'm also wondering about his health, right? Jacoby Myers, he's got knee issues, toe injury.
Jacoby has been telling everybody since the season started, I'd like to be traded, please. So I'm sure he's thrilled.
All right, so it looks like, they're saying that's official. So let us go to Senior Correspondent Ed, who's checking in. Hi, Senior Correspondent Ed in Medina.
Well, happy Election Day, and hope you all vote out there.
Yes.
And so I caught the tail end of Mary Kay's, you know, analysis, talking about the easier part of the schedule coming up. Why do we have this conspiracy of optimism? We have that going into the season, and obviously things don't go the way we want to. And now, you know, it's like, well, you know, it's the easier part of the schedule. Every week there are upsets in the NFL, and if you listen to Patriots, you know, coach, what's his face? Vrabel.
Name would be Vrabel, yeah.
You could lose any week. So when Mary Kay gets on there and whatever, goes, well, you know, we got the easier part of the schedule coming up and they're going to ease in Tommy Rees, you should be ready to c- coach and every right from the get-go. Not like, okay, we're going to take it. It's not JV football.
No, it's not. And senior correspondent Ed, you know, we could say it's an easier part of the schedule when the Browns are going to play them. You know what they're saying on the other side? Oh, we're playing the Browns. This is an easier week for us. The 2-6 just screams it.
Okay, so it's different if you're on the team and planning for it. It's because I think it's, you know, our media, sorry, you know, lulls us into the optimism, right? We're bad. We've been bad for how long?
I got to read the sign. Didn't they put that on?
Two years ago.
Welcome to Cleveland. And then Burke Park's going to have to buy those signs from Welcome to Cleveland. Well,
it starts with the schedule coming out. Oh, we should beat these guys. We should beat those guys, you know. Mm-hmm. And everyone's spending money and trying to get guys and all that. And until the Browns are 12-5, right, why have this optimism that gets, you know, ends up being what it is right now? What was the plan for this year? Okay, those are questions I pose to you.
Oh, thank you.
Have a great election day. For Baskin and Phelps, the senior correspondent, Ed, second day in a row. Have a great election day. Signing off on 92.3 The Fan.
There you go, senior correspondent Ed.
We don't have to pay him since he's been on twice in a row.
No, not at all. I got time for one more. Tommy's in Parma. Go ahead, Tommy.
Tommy.
Yeah, I ain't got nothing about the trade or nothing. I don't see the point right now with this offense. But if I could go back to yesterday a little bit, I didn't get through in time. But I'll give you a perfect sample size about Dylan.
Wait, you want to hang on? I just want to get you up to speed because it's like not everyone's sitting yesterday. You want to talk about Dylan Gabriel? That's what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
go ahead. Spit out to your heart's desire. Go ahead.
Well, just about the sample size you were talking about yesterday is I think there's Kyler Murray in Arizona and Tua in Miami is perfect sample sizes. And they got talent around them. They ain't working out that style quarterback. I don't think he's going to work here in Cleveland, that kind of quarterback.
You mean short?
Well, that and how he runs around like he does, going back to a Baker Mayfield type thing. And look what Baker did when he gave him some weapons, some big receivers.
Look what Flacco did when he got weapons in Cincinnati.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, I don't think he's going to work out here because he's just that style quarterback. Wait till the weather gets bad. It's going to be even worse.
All right, Tommy, thanks, Tommy. We're up against it. I appreciate it. Thank you for the phone call. We're here. We are a full-service organization. You got a question from yesterday, we'll answer it today. It is election day, so we're going to play a little election game with you here, 216-474-0092. In honor of Jacoby Brissett last night, 21-31, 261 yards, 2 touchdowns in the Cardinals game against the Cowboys, where the Cardinals won 27-17. It made us think, huh, there's a lot of ex-Browns quarterbacks out there playing football right now. Oh, Jeff's doing the counting. I thought the accounting was done.
No, I'm just double-checking.
Okay, double-check your work there.
Take a guess how many former Browns quarterbacks are on NFL rosters right now.
Oh, on rosters or currently playing?
On rosters.
Just 6, 7.
Add one more. Yeah, I know what you did.
I know.
It's that cool thing that nobody knows what it really means, but the kids think it's cool.
The kids don't really either. They've been doing it for the first time I did it, I think, on the air was probably close to a year ago.
That's great.
Because the kids were joking about it. I'm like, what is this 6, 7 thing?
But, that's great.
Eight quarterbacks?
Eight. It's not really spinning the wheel of regret, but 8. Cue the patriotic music.
Okay. Do we have the rights to that?
Yeah, I don't know. I whistled it.
I think it's over 100
years. I think it's public domain.
Yeah, I think so too. Mm-hmm. Wait, let me check. Okay, keep going.
I mean, pick your favorite, Andy. And folks, pick your favorite. I'm not going to say, is there one that you'd like to have back? I think the answer to that's real clear, and it's Baker. All right, Baker has done very well for himself in Tampa.
Good news. Yankee Doodle was published in 1755.
That's so great
good.
News.
You're good. Yeah, 1855.
That's great news.
I'm good. Okay.
That's great news. So there's Baker in Tampa, correct?
Mm-hmm. Baker in Tampa.
There's Jacoby Brissett in Arizona, who's not starting, but might be.
Okay.
His coach, Jonathan Gannon from St. Ignatius High School, though, has come out and said Kyler Murray will be my starter.
Any chance he's coming back to St. Ignatius?
Apparently, like Gannon some of the other has rumors? Not watched Kyler Murray that closely as of late.
Okay.
Sorry. Mr. and Mrs. Gannon, your son's doing a fine job.
Unless he wants to come back.
They've lost a lot of tight games.
They're looking for a coach.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
Ignatius.
Joe Flacco lit it up the other day in Cincinnati. Amazing what can happen, even with a quarterback who's way past his prime, when he has primo wide receivers and can still throw the ball.
It's not like he's throwing for like 470 yards
yeah,
a game.
That's not.
He's washed up.
That's not what it is.
Sure he is.
So we have Baker, we have Jacoby, we have Joe.
Okay.
Those are your primo guys right there. You ready for more?
Yeah.
Case Keenum is still in the league.
Okay.
Kenny Pickett's waiting his turn in Vegas.
Well, he had a fumble earlier this year.
Yeah, well, he's still waiting his turn.
Okay.
You have Josh Dobbs. Joshua Dobbs still around.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Tyler Huntley. And wouldn't you take Jameis Winston back in a heartbeat?
Right now I would. Yes.
Is there one of those guys, and clearly Baker... You know,
what about
Baker,
Deshaun Watson? Oh, never mind. He's still on the
Baker,
roster.
He's still here. Baker is playing very well for Tampa. He's doing a nice job. I will forever wonder what would have happened to this season had Kenny Pickett started this season at quarterback.
No.
That's just my own little thought.
Really?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have taken you for that.
I would wonder what would happen.
Have you ever said that before?
Don't know that he'd be great. Don't know that he would stink. I think we would be in a different situation than we are right now, looking at a third rounder and hoping that the fifth plays.
Hmm. Yeah, that's a good point. All right, so who are you picking?
For what?
For your vote for a quarterback here.
Kenny Pickett.
You're taking Kenny Pickett.
Yep.
For the long run.
It's not for who's the best quarterback. It's just kind of like, if you had one to have back, you know why I'd like to have him back? Because I'd just like to see what would happen. And I don't know if it would be good, and I don't know if it would be bad. But by golly, I'd want to see it.
So, Jeff, as I looked at your list of eight, I probably could have picked that out from 10,000 miles away. Which quarterback you would?
Well, and I guarantee... I'm just curious as to what would have happened. It's not that I think he's great or that he could be or whatever. I'm just curious. What would have happened if that guy started here? What would have happened?
And I will give you the opportunity to pick and select the one that I would have taken back.
That'd be Baker.
And that would be Baker.
Well, of course it
is.
That
would be easy.
Well, but that's the easy pick because he's done a nice job.
No, that would be the
Tampa.
Consistent pick that I've said over and over and over again.
He's the only one of the bunch who's actually the starting quarterback for their team.
Well, I mean, Joe is for now.
Well, he's not the starting quarterback of the Bengals. That's Joe Burrow. But he is for now.
Let me check the rod. Last week, I swear he started that game.
He's not there to be Joe Burrow's replacement.
The permanent. I'll buy that.
Yeah.
I had to bring out the red pen.
There's nothing permanent in the NFL.
I don't think there's... it's odd to look at this list of quarterbacks and wonder, okay, would the Browns be in better shape if said quarterback, and the only one on that list would be Baker, to me, as I look at it. Now, again, I like Joe, and I like what Joe did. Oh. And a year ago, I may have selected Joe over Baker.
All right, let me give you this spot
right now.
Don't you think that they would be in a better position right now to win football games? And this is nothing against Dylan Gabriel or Shedeur Sanders personally.
I would take Jameis.
They're rookies. Over those guys right now on this team, if you're looking to win games, I'd try Kenny Pickett, certainly Baker, Jacoby,
mm-hmm.
Joe Flacco, and you could make the argument Jameis and Tyler Huntley. Any of them except probably Josh Dobbs and Case Keenum. Would give you a better chance right now of winning games. But you're not, you know, Jacoby Brissett was here some time ago.
Yeah.
You couldn't imagine him hanging around on the roster that long.
No, they really liked him, though, didn't they?
Yeah, he did. He was solid here. He didn't win a lot.
He was an opening day starter here.
He didn't,
wasn't
yeah, he? Well, because Deshaun wasn't able to play.
Yeah. I mean, think about that.
Mm-hmm. I think he went 4-7 as the starting quarterback here.
Hmm. Yeah, I look at this list. There's one, and that's about it. Jameis would be fun. It'd be entertaining, right?
Well, in
the offense would be way more entertaining with Jameis Winston. I don't think there's any question we would find out about with Jameis?
And you could make the argument that we would have found out about it with Joe had he played a little bit more here. But is there anything at wide receiver? Anything.
Because Jameis is so good at making guys look good? Or
well, Jameis made guys look better. Cedric Tillman played really well with Jameis.
Don't you think those same guys would look better with Joe?
Well, that's what I just said.
Yeah, that's the hard part.
If Joe had stuck around a little longer, and it's not his fault, you know, he was traded. But had Joe played with Cedric Tillman a little bit more, you know, maybe it would have clicked.
I've never heard your response to this, and I've said it a couple times. Do you think the Browns did Joe a favor?
At this point, yeah.
So when they decided they were going to trade him to Cincinnati, that the thought was
at this point they did.
Yeah, Joe's not going to be a starting quarterback.
They already benched him.
Yeah,
yeah.
So they, you know, Joe, we appreciate what you did for us a couple years ago. We appreciate you coming in and giving these young guys leadership. I mean, like, who are these guys learning from right now? And
Bill Musgrave.
All right.
You're not supposed to learn from your teammates. You can, but you're supposed to be coached by coaches.
Yeah. No, I agree. I agree. You should be coached by your coaches. And I didn't need Joe Flacco to be a coach.
Right.
But I think you learn from guys who have the position you want, especially guys that are open and honest and willing to share information with you and not being prima donnas.
Joe Flacco's success in Cincinnati tells you so much about the Browns. Tells you you don't have wide receivers, I think, because look what Joe has done with wide receivers. Dude just threw for 470, Andy.
He threw for
470. And to me, it also shows that the Browns aren't interested in perhaps winning as many games as possible this year, because Joe gives you a better chance to win than Dillon Gabriel or Shedeur Sanders as rookies. I mean, that I think that's very clear, is it not?
Yeah, so I wonder what the thought process was to say, okay, we're pulling the trigger on this. We're going to let him walk away.
They're rebuilding.
And what? No, what? But
and they need to find out if one of these guys might be able to be their quarterback.
So aren't you intrigued by wondering what the thought process is going to be to transition to Sanders? And is that actually
I don't know that
in
there is a transition to Shedeur. I got to be honest.
When Jimmy said in the beginning of the year, we want to see what these guys
yeah, I get that.
Look like, why wouldn't you trust the owner on that? I mean, he didn't say this
here's,
guy.
Here's
he didn't
why.
Say we're excited for Gabriel or Sanders, which was smart, by the way.
Here's why. Preposterous comment. If Dillon goes out and plays well the next several games, there's no way you're going to play Shedeur.
I agree.
How do you bench a guy who's playing well because you want to see the other guy? You don't do that.
Can you forecast that and trade Sanders today? I don't know what you're getting for him, but I'm asking.
No.
And by the way, I mean, there's one way to get fans back in, or there's two ways to get fans back in the seat. One, Gabriel and the team start to win more games, or two, you put Sanders out there to play quarterback. That's how you're going to get fannies in the seats. It's true.
Win football games. That's the best way to put fans in the seats.
But they need more out of the quarterback spot.
Well, they need more out of everything, Andy.
But I don't know, but not necessarily with Sanders. I don't know if they need more. I think they just need a guy with a jersey that says Sanders on the back of it saying hike and trying to move the ball down the field. Because people will cut him slack in the beginning. Look, we've cut
Andy,
Gabriel slack.
People love Joe Flacco here because he played five really fun games. People like Jameis here for a while because he was slinging it all over the place and having fun. It's all it takes.
Tino's in Cleveland. Hey, Tino.
Hey, it ain't the receivers, man. Kevin Stefanski can't coach, man. That's why we can't get like Joe.
Have you seen Kevin drop a pass?
Isaiah Bond looks a lot like Jamar Chase.
Come on, we're not in the same ballpark as Cincinnati when it comes to wide receivers.
I understand we're not, but if you're an NFL receiver, you is competent. It's the coaching, man. Like, it's no way you like okay. Joe Flacco can't throw for 500 yards, and the coaching is coaching. He can't throw for 200 in Cleveland.
True.
The receivers, Fannin, Ajoku, they can play. We know that.
They're tight ends, too. Yeah, I mean, we're talking about our wide receivers are giving us nothing. Nothing.
No, but the thing is this. He can't get 200 yards from nowhere, like, in Cleveland, and it's coaching.
Are you saying it's play calling or it's coaching? That's my asking. All right, it's coaching. He thinks it's coaching. Somehow or another, they've been able to figure out how to get the ball to the tight ends.
Jamari Thrash and Isaiah Bond have been masquerading as Jamar Chase and T. Higgins. We just didn't know it. It's all about the coaching.
Anthony in Cleveland.
Maybe the coaching is a wide receiver.
We'll find out. They got a new play caller, right? Lord. Anthony, what do you got?
Hey, actually, my buddy Dillon Gabriel.
Yep.
If he had the same offense Joe Flacco got in Cincinnati, I know for a fact he probably would do a whole better job.
Thank you, Anthony. That's a smart comment.
We agree. Wouldn't you? If you had if I just had T. Higgins alone to throw to, do you think I'd be a better quarterback?
Jeff? And actually, the same offensive line that's built in front of Joe Burrow.
Yes.
That was the same line that we had in Cleveland. I think we'd probably be sitting up a half game out of first place.
Yeah, they have a bad line, though.
Thanks, Anthony.
Hey, when Kevin Stefanski had Jarvis Landry, Odell Beckham, Nick Chubb, and Baker Mayfield, he won 11 games. Sorry.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating canvas sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.